Order, order.
The National Government's replacement to Labor's Foreshore and Seabed Act had its second reading today. The Marine and Coastal Area Takatimuana Bill, back in the chamber from the Māori Affairs Committee, which received more than 4,000 submissions, but recommended by majority there be no amendments. First chance for debate on the bill, as reported back by the committee, came with the second reading, although some MPs had other things to talk about when Māori Party co-leader Tariana Turia kicked off the debate.
In its totality, the 2004 bill...
Could I apologise, the Honourable Minister, and just ask members, please...
Can I drink out of your glass?
Members have indicated this is a bill of great concern and interest to them. This is the commencement of the second reading, one of the most important debates perhaps in this House this year. And members are standing around talking, and it is not good enough. I ask them to extend some courtesy. If they wish to have conversations, please go to the lobbies.
Tariana Turia continued.
This Act takes account of the intrinsic inherited rights of Wānau, Hapu and Iwi, derived in accordance with tikanga and based on their connection with the foreshore and seabed. It translates those inherited rights into legal rights and interests that are inalienable, enduring and able to be exercised so as to sustain all the people of New Zealand and the coastal marine environment for future generations.
Labor's response to Tariana Turia came from their Shadow Attorney-General, David Parker, who complained about the lack of time for committee members to study advice from officials.
We had a 500-page departmental report that came on a Friday afternoon to members of the Select Committee by email. Now, no one reads 500-page report properly on a computer. You didn't. No, you did not. You read the start of it. No, the member did not read the whole of the report. It was patently clear that neither he nor anyone else...
Well, sorry to interrupt the member. We just had a plea earlier from this side of the House to have a bit of decorum because I understand the speakers aren't working very well. Now, this is a debate where there is some passion. There's no problem with interjections as long as they're rare and reasonable. But let's not have a yelling barrage.
Back then to David Parker, who said Labor was giving one of its speaking slots to newly independent MP, Hone Hadawera.
Not because we agree with Hone Hadawera's views on foreshore and seabed, and we most plainly don't. We don't, but we do, though, sir, think that Hone Hadawera is a Member of Parliament. He's clearly got a strong interest in this issue. And though it might be inconvenient for the Maori Party and the National Party to hear from him, we think this Parliament and this country should.
So that gave Hone Hadawera the chance to make his first speech in the chamber as an independent member, and he gave reasons for his opposition to the bill.
It remains discriminatory to Māori, and it continues to breach the Treaty of Waitangi, Tikanga Māori, common law principles and international human rights standards, including the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. This bill is deserving of nothing more than contempt and dismissal, for it preys on the desperation of the Māori Party to be seen to be doing something about the issue from which it was born, while highlighting the determination of the National Party to ensure that Māori will actually get nothing from that same piece of legislation.
Attorney General Christopher Finlayson said the government would be bringing a supplementary order paper, or SOP, at the committee stage.
The supplementary order paper is going to address a number of issues which should alleviate people's concerns. I want to thank my colleagues in the Māori Party for taking part in this longer conversation since November 2008. This is a good faith endeavour to create an enduring solution.
Also speaking on the bill's second reading was ACT Deputy Leader John Boscawen.
The ACT Party is bitterly opposed to this bill. It will deny rights to some who have it and give rights to others who haven't, sir. It is going to take from some and give to others, sir. This is a bill the ACT Party strongly opposes, and we're going to fight it to the bitter end.
John Boscawen and the ACT Party joined Labor and the Greens in voting against the bill's second reading, while Hone Hadawera didn't vote, and United Futures' Peter Dunn and the four remaining Māori Party MPs gave National 62 votes to defeat the 56 of the opposition. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.